Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Exactly What to Say the Magic Words for Influence and Impact by Phil M. Jones is a short, practical nonfiction book about communication, persuasion, and conversational timing. It belongs to the business and self-improvement category, but its focus is narrower and more usable than many books in that space. It concentrates on specific phrases that can reduce resistance, guide attention, and improve the quality of critical conversations. Jones argues that influence often depends less on arguments or technical expertise and more on the wording used in the moment. The book is built around a set of carefully chosen phrases that are meant to help readers speak with more confidence in sales, negotiation, leadership, and everyday interactions. Rather than presenting a broad communication theory, it offers a compact field guide for people who need practical language tools they can apply immediately. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book treats language as a tool for steering decisions, not just expressing ideas. Jones's central claim is that words do more than communicate information. They shape how a listener frames the situation, interprets options, and decides whether to stay engaged. The book presents influence as a matter of conversational design. A well-chosen phrase can lower defensiveness, create curiosity, or make agreement easier. This is why the book emphasizes short sequences of words that redirect attention before resistance hardens. The practical value of this approach is that it gives readers a repeatable method for high-stakes conversations instead of relying on charisma or improvisation. In sales or leadership settings, that distinction matters because people often fail not from lack of knowledge, but from poor framing. Jones's method suggests that the first task is not to overwhelm someone with facts, but to open the mental space in which those facts can be considered. That makes the book less about eloquence and more about strategic verbal choices. Secondly, the magic words are built around psychological triggers that reduce resistance. A major theme in the book is that people do not process every conversation analytically. Jones leans on the idea that certain phrases connect quickly with the subconscious, which tends to favor simple, binary responses rather than extended debate. Whether or not one accepts the full psychological framing, the book clearly shows how language can influence default reactions. Phrases such as "I am not sure if it is for you, but," or "would you be open-minded about" introduce a softer entry point that makes rejection feel less necessary. Others, such as "just imagine," shift the listener into a mental simulation that is easier to accept than a direct request. The logic is consistent: reduce the sense of pressure, then increase the likelihood of a constructive response. This gives the book a behavioral focus rather than a rhetorical one. It does not ask readers to be more persuasive in the abstract. It asks them to understand how people resist and then to phrase ideas in ways that lower that resistance without sounding aggressive or manipulative. Thirdly, the book is especially focused on practical wording changes in real conversations. One of the strongest features of the book is its attention to simple swaps in phrasing. Jones repeatedly shows that the same intention can produce a different response depending on how it is worded. For example, asking, "What questions do you have for me?" is more active and specific than asking, "Do you have any questions?" because it assumes engagement instead of waiting passively for it. This kind of rewriting appears throughout the book and gives it a hands-on feel. Rather than teaching readers to memorize scripts mechanically, Jones encourages them to notice moments where habitual language creates unnecessary friction. That makes the book useful in meetings, client calls, presentations, and follow-up conversations. The real lesson is that conversational outcomes often depend on tiny linguistic choices, not major strategic overhauls. By showing how small modifications can change the tone of an exchange, the book helps readers develop better habits. Its value lies in making language operational. Each phrase is tied to a practical situation where a better wording can create momentum. Fourthly, the book frames asking questions as a core influence skill. Although the title highlights what to say, the book repeatedly shows that what to ask may matter just as much. Several of the phrases are question-based because questions direct the conversation, surface objections, and invite participation without forcing confrontation. This is especially relevant in sales and advisory work, where trust is often built through discovery rather than presentation. Jones's approach encourages readers to ask questions that shape the conversation toward clarity and commitment. A question like, "What do you know?" or "What makes you say that?" is not just informational. It reveals assumptions, uncovers resistance, and keeps the exchange active. The broader implication is that influence is not a one-way act of telling someone what to do. It is a managed conversation in which the other person feels involved in the process. That is one reason the book appeals to professionals who work with clients or teams. It shows that asking well can be more effective than telling more, especially when the goal is trust, buy-in, and forward movement. Lastly, its strength is brevity and usability, but that also defines its limits. The book stands out because it is compact, highly readable, and designed for immediate application. That format is a strength for busy professionals who want tools they can use the same day. It reads less like a theoretical communication text and more like a reference manual for critical conversations. At the same time, its narrow focus creates some limitations. Readers looking for a deep study of communication theory, cultural variation, or the ethics of persuasion will not find much extended discussion. The book works best as a practical starter set. It introduces patterns that can improve phrasing, but it does not fully explore the broader social, cultural, or organizational context in which those phrases operate. That does not weaken its usefulness, but it clarifies its place in the genre. It is most valuable when treated as a concise toolkit rather than a complete theory of influence. For readers who need actionable language models, that focus is exactly what makes it distinctive and effective. In conclusion, Exactly What to Say is best suited to readers who regularly depend on conversations to create outcomes, sales professionals, consultants, managers, leaders, coaches, and anyone who wants to be more deliberate in how they speak under pressure. Its main benefit is practical rather than academic. It helps readers notice how phrasing affects resistance, engagement, and decision-making, and it offers a series of concise language patterns that can be tested immediately in real situations. That makes it valuable for people who already know their subject well but want to communicate it more effectively. Compared with many books on influence, it is unusually direct and compact. It does not spend much time on broad theory or long case studies. Instead, it isolates specific verbal tools and explains why they work. That gives it a clear identity in the business communication genre. It is not trying to be a full persuasion textbook. It is trying to be a usable field guide for moments when wording matters. For readers who want a fast, focused, and repeatable approach to better conversations, that is exactly what makes the book stand out. If you would like to support Phil M. Jones, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.